In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Good morning to you all. Lovely to be here with you, whether you're here in church or whether you're at home. Just a couple of notices. I'm sure you will have noticed on the notice sheets of the last few weeks, the electoral roll is due for revision. If you need an electoral roll form, then please do see the electoral roll officer or one of the church wardens, and they will point you in the right direction, because as the hymn says, the time is drawing near. This Wednesday at 11:30, it's Pat Hyde's funeral. You are most welcome to come and support the family if you would like to do so. This Wednesday at 11:30.
In baptism we died with Christ, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, we might walk in newness of life. Let us receive new life in him as we confess our sins in penitence and faith. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy. Like the disciples behind locked doors, we are afraid to be seen but as your followers. Christ, have mercy. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Risen Christ, for whom no door is locked, no entrance barred, Open the doors of our hearts that we may seek the good of others and walk the joyful road of sacrifice and peace to the praise of God the Father.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the temple police had brought the apostles, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and saviour, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witness to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Well, it was the evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord Jesus. Said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Groundbreaking inventors have often had a hard time convincing the wider world of their achievements. The Wright brothers, first man-powered flights in 1903 onwards, were dismissed as a hoax by most American scientists, the New York Herald, and the US Army. Despite photographs and public demonstrations, experts were so convinced that a machine that was heavier than air could not possibly fly that they rejected the claims without any serious examination or of the supporting evidence. It wasn't until President Theodore Roosevelt ordered public trials at Fort Myers in 1906 that the Wright brothers were able to convince the scientific community that their claims were true. We human beings find it hard to believe something that we haven't seen for ourselves, and anyway, assume is impossible. Thomas's assumption that a man couldn't rise from the dead with a body that could walk through walls was not unreasonable. He was also grieving. The teacher whom he had followed with such loyal devotion had been arrested and crucified, his mission apparently a failure. Perhaps Thomas needed some time on his own. Well, whatever the reason for his absence, he wasn't present when Jesus appeared to the disciples gathered on that first evening of the week. For Thomas, their joyful testimony sounded too good to be true. How could he be sure that an experience beyond the wildest dreams wasn't just that, a dream? Unconvinced, this cautious disciple wanted physical proof to see and touch the risen Jesus for himself. A week later, Thomas is there when Jesus again enters the disciples' locked meeting room, greeting them with exactly the same words. Jesus speaks personally to Thomas, answering the particular concerns that Thomas was voicing, with an invitation to put his hand into Jesus' side, to touch his wound, and allay his doubts. Well, it's unclear whether Thomas does touch Jesus physically. The fact that Jesus, whom he now sees standing before him, clearly knows precisely what he has been thinking and saying may have been enough. How scary must that have been? Thomas is convinced, so much so that he proclaims his recognition of who Jesus is. My Lord and my God. Thomas is the only disciple in John's Gospel to address Jesus directly as God. And this declaration of Jesus' divinity marks the climax of John's account. My Lord and my God. As a Jew, Thomas's bold statement would have been a blasphemous one, a terrible thing to say to a mere human, fellow human being. But Thomas had moved on from doubts, discomforts, to speak in assured faith. As Jesus acknowledges Thomas's faith, he blesses not only this submitted disciple, but us. We are included in the countless numbers of Christians down the ages and across the world who have not seen as Thomas has. Yet have dared to put our trust in Christ as Lord. Thomas's doubts may even have helped us to resolve ours. If all the disciples had been present at that first resurrection appearance, we might, as gospel readers, wonder whether the whole group of them had a mass hallucination, desperate to see the much loved now dead teacher. We may find ourselves alongside Thomas in his caution. Jesus' second appearance to the whole of the group in the same extraordinary manner, with Thomas's witness, underlines for all time the authenticity of the resurrection. Or does it? As Christians, we can be frightened of doubt in ourselves, threatened by it in other people. Yet what really matters is not whether we doubt, but how we doubt. There is a great difference between refusing to trust and struggling to believe. Thomas was loyal and faithful, willing to follow Jesus even to his death. It was just that he found his fellow disciples' joy, an event with no historical precedent, a bridge too far. His doubts were a genuine response without an agenda. Thomas was honest in expressing his struggles to his fellow disciples, but he still stepped company with them. He didn't close the door to faith. He still was there, struggling to believe. And the disciples couldn't persuade him to believe. But they didn't reject him. Thomas is with them when Jesus appears again. Jesus' response to Thomas's doubts are with compassion, not condemnation. He invites Thomas to encounter him in the personal way he needs in order for those doubts to be dispelled. As Jesus deals with Thomas's doubts, Thomas acknowledges, with an obedience born out of an even more grounded trust, God will meet us where we are, in our honest doubts. If we come with openness to God and to his people, doubt can even be a pathway to a deeper faith through the power of God's Spirit. It is a pathway that Thomas was a pioneer of for us. May we follow that path so that we can truly say, my Lord and my God, my Lord and my God. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. We pray for your church, both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican Communion of Papua New Guinea, its acting leader, the Right Reverend Nathan Ingan, its clergy and all who worship. In our diocese, we give thanks and pray for all retired clergy and those with permission to officiate, and in particular for Rosemary, who is leading our service today. We are grateful for the invaluable support retired clergy give to parishes across the diocese, leading services for those parishes in vacancy, and allowing incumbents to take important time off to rest and recharge. Here at St Mary's, we pray for our PCC, for the contribution that each member makes to the life of our church. We pray for those who may be considering putting themselves forward for election at our forthcoming annual meeting. Guide them in their deliberation and encourage them to ask questions to help them understand how their unique skills may enrich the work of the PCC. Lord God, may your church be a shining light in the world, a beacon of hope for everyone, a place of happiness, peace, and love. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. We pray for our world, for all those places impacted by war. In particular, we pray for the people of Ukraine as they continue to come under attack from the Russian armed forces. God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war and peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. Above all, we pray for all your precious children, at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. We give thanks for the work of those journalists who are reporting from the areas of conflict. Pray you will keep them safe and guide them in their work, that they will report with honesty, courage, respect, and integrity. We pray the truth of what is happening in Ukraine can be fully understood by all people, and in particular by those whose access to news is limited by state intervention. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our nation, and in particular for the Queen, who has celebrated her 96th birthday this week. We are thankful for her years of service to our nation and pray you will continue to guide her and all her family in the years ahead. We pray for our government, for the decisions made on tax and spending, on immigration, and on relations with other nations. We pray for integrity in our political system, for courteous, respectful debate, for a willingness to listen, and for the courage to call out any wrongdoing. Lord, the God of righteousness and truth, grant to our Queen and her government, to members of Parliament, and all in positions of responsibility, the guidance of your Spirit. May they never lead the nation wrongly through love of power desire to please, or unworthy ideals, but always love righteousness and truth. So may your kingdom come and your name be hallowed. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our community, thinking especially about the residents of The Croft, their family and friends. We pray they follow your command to love each other as themselves. We pray for the Silver Lining Club and all of its members. We pray the club can continue to be a source of fun and fellowship for all. We give thanks for those who give of their time and talent to ensure the club continues to operate. Pray for our community centre, in particular for all those who contribute to the day-to-day running of the centre. Cleaning, maintenance, bookings, welcoming of hirers, bar staff. We pray the centre continues to be a resource the whole community can benefit from. Loving Lord, we thank you for our community and surroundings, and ask you guide us to live in a way that respects the gifts you have provided, so they can be enjoyed by everyone, both now and in the future. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for the work of the charity Prostate Cancer UK, as it raises awareness of prostate cancer and funds research to find better treatments and to find better tests that can be used in screening programmes. We give thanks for all those who work for the charity and those who support the charity through regular giving or sponsored activities. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our family and friends. Give thanks for friendships old and new that have sustained us over the years. We pray in particular for those we do not meet with regularly. We pray they are happy and healthy. We give thanks for the technology that allows us to keep in touch virtually with those we are unable to meet with face to face. We pray for those relationships that may have drifted or soured, and for the courage to reach out and rebuild what may have been broken. Loving Lord, give to each of us sensitivity in all our dealings with each other. Keep us from unkind words and unkind silences. Make us quick to understand the needs and feelings of others. And grant that by living in the brightness of your presence, we may bring sunshine into cloudy places. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Marjorie Wilkinson, for those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. Healing Lord, we commend into your keeping all those who suffer or who are in any pain. Be with them in the dark hours to comfort them, to support them, and to bring peace to them. Give to all who care for the sick wisdom, skill, sympathy, and patience. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We remember those who have recently died. Alan and Mavis Cross, Pat Hyde, Doreen Hoare, Tom Harrison, Lily Silkstone, and on the anniversary of their death, Maurice Petherick, Dick Olson, and Paul Ward. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peace of the Eternal Father be about you. The peace of the risen Lord be within you. The peace of the Holy Spirit be upon you. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Risen Lord Jesus Christ, we believe you and all we have heard is true. When you break bread, may we recognize you as the fire that burns within us, that we may bring light to your world.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy always and everywhere to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father. And in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful work. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. You are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world.
So, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Mark, St. George, St. Catherine of Siena, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
Save us from the fires of hell.
Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, through our Saviour Jesus Christ, you have assured your children of eternal life, and in baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from the death of sin, and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father of life, from whom every good and perfect gift keeps us in the light of Christ to shine in your world, that all may believe in you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of Christ, amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.